JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, we focus on the new water management system coming to Jamaica. And later we look at an old game called Ship Sail in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. All these and more coming up. This is Roundabout JA. The island's capacity to manage its water resources is to be strengthened through a $98,000 contract between Jamaica and Brazil. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill signed the contract last week. He says the project represents the continued commitment of the ministry and its agencies to ensure the sustainable management of the island's water resources. With a wealth of experience and expertise in water resource management, Minister Pickersgill says Brazilians are adept at helping to execute the project. He has highlighted the fact that the island is still experiencing a protracted dry period, which has impacted the supply of water to affected areas.
The need to manage our water resources has become increasingly urgent. The different but related uses of water by households, commercial establishments, agriculture, industries, and even for recreational activities has put pressure on our natural water resources. This, in turn, threatens the larger environment.
Minister Pickersgill says the goal is to provide every person roundabout Jamaica with potable water through a piped system, as well as through other modalities such as rainwater harvesting. This phase of the project will be implemented in another 2 years.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Don't waste time waiting. Whether you have to wait for a meeting or doctor's appointment, always take along something to do, such as a report you need to read or just a blank notepad that you can use to plan your day. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
One feature of Vision 2030 is that citizens should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture as well as develop its port to change the society for the better. Citizens are also being encouraged to take special care to develop the potential of the nation's children and youth, ensuring all have equal access to opportunities the society provides. To find out more about Vision 2030, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember when we were children, moonshine nights especially, we used to go out just in the open and make up a fire and roast corn. And when we roast the corn, we used to play little games, especially this one, ship sail fast, how many men. And it's a game like this where we shell off the grains, put it in your hand, fold it up. It might be 2 or 3 grains, you know. And then you say to that person, ship sail, sail fast. How many men? And the person must tell you how many men. If it's 4 or 5, if they get the answer right, then you give them the grains of corn. If not, they will have to give you the grains of corn. And it was quite an enjoyable game to us, you know. I'm Maple. I'm from St. Anne.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.